from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. Good evening. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Demisio Frederick has been sentenced to life in prison following his conviction for the murder of his uncle Christopher Bolo Johnson. Frederick was found guilty by a jury earlier this year for the murder of Johnson back on New Year's Eve 2024. Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, in handing down the sentence, said Frederick would serve a minimum term of 31 years before being eligible for release. Mr. Frederick has been in custody since he returned home from the UK and has been held in custody throughout the trial. The judge has ordered that the time spent in custody be deducted from his sentence. Radio Cayman strives for accuracy. In our evening newscast on Wednesday, we inadvertently reported two inaccuracies regarding an indecent assault trial before the Grand Court. The defendant's name is Ricardo Taylor, not Ronaldo, and Mr. Taylor is facing a 5-count indictment, not 4 as previously reported. All charges relate to an underage complainant. Mr. Taylor has pled not guilty to all 5 charges. On Wednesday, Mr. Taylor took the stand in his own defense. His wife also testified. Today, the Crown Prosecutor presented his closing speech, reminding the jury of inconsistencies between Mr. Taylor's account and that of his wife and the complainant. Defense counsel told the jury that the Crown's case does not allow them to be sure of Taylor's guilt, and therefore they must acquit. He said, based on the complainant's own testimony describing the perpetrator as bald, it is clear that the culprit cannot be Mr. Taylor, his client. The judge will continue his summation of the case tomorrow, then the jury will be sent to deliberate. A day of action conducted by the RCIPS in the Walters Road area of Georgetown has resulted in 2 arrests and the removal of several abandoned vehicles. The operation, carried out with the support from the Department of Environmental Health, targeted concerns about antisocial behavior and criminal activity in the area. One person was arrested on a warrant for failing to appear before the courts, while another was arrested on suspicion of causing harassment, alarm, or distress. Officials removed several derelict and abandoned vehicles from the Sparky Drive and Walters Road area. Police say similar operations will continue as part of efforts to improve public safety. July was scorcher for both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
The National Weather Service says total rainfall for the month was only 2.6 inches, well below the 5.3 usually seen in the 7th month of the year. The wettest day was July 23rd when Grand Cayman was blessed with 1.3 inches of rain. July saw the mercury hit 95.2 degrees on the 30th, the hottest day of the month, and the second highest max temperature for Grand Cayman since July 2023. The average temperature for the month was 87 degrees, also above the 30-year average of what July usually sees. Folks in the BRAC didn't fare much better. Total rainfall was just under 1 inch. The 10-year average is 2.3 for July. The BRAC's hottest day was on the 11th when the mercury hit 93.4 degrees. The monthly average was a bit higher than over in Grand Cayman at 88 degrees. No shocker, that was also above the 10-year average for Cayman BRAC. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can learn more by heading to weather.gov.ky. It's kind of a big deal for the Cayman Islands. Local scientists snagged the first recorded spawning of pillar coral in Cayman waters. Last weekend, the Department of Environment's coral team jumped in the ocean and began monitoring for spawning activity at its local coral nursery.
With so little known about the spawning behavior of this particular coral species, the team didn't know what to expect. But they ended up witnessing the first recorded spawning of pillar coral in the Cayman Islands.
DOE's Justin Porter tells Radio Cayman pillar coral is listed as a critically endangered species and is highly susceptible to stony coral tissue loss disease.
We unfortunately have lost much of our local population to stony coral tissue loss disease and bleaching events over the past few years.
The DOE's nursery is home to pillar corals from both Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands, and the department says spawning activities was seen from both male and female colonies.
The timing of spawning activity for this coral species was previously unknown, so it's even more exciting to have also gained this knowledge.
Mr. Porter says these observations lay a, quote, strong foundation for future research and conservation efforts. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. A Department of Environment statement is drawing a spotlight on a local bat survey that highlights how important Cayman's small nocturnal hunters really are. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Summer bat counts are giving scientists a closer look at the velvety free-tailed bat. The Department of Environment says the project has logged 558 surveys at 57 bat houses across Cayman since 2021, using 13 staff, 10 interns, and 43 citizen scientists. Bat Count Cayman began in 2021 to monitor colonies using bat houses first established in 1994 under the National Trust Bat House Program. The Department of Environment says the species is a vital natural insect controller, helping keep moth, fly, and mosquito numbers in balance. All nine native bat species are fully protected under the National Conservation Act, and officials say keeping roosts undisturbed is especially important during the May to November pupping season. Citizen volunteers receive basic training, then arrive 30 minutes before sunset and count bats exiting the houses for 30 minutes from first emergence. Their results feed into annual surveys and long-term analyses. Bat Count Cayman is currently seeking additional volunteers. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
CUC and Flo are marking their 60th anniversaries as the Cayman Islands power and telecom providers. Flo Cayman Islands General Manager Bruno Delhees says consistent electricity from CUC underpins the company's daily connectivity across the islands.
Every day we are delivering connectivity to many customers across the island, and this connectivity requires power. Those services are mission critical. You can't be out for a minute, let alone hours.
He says that reliability helps make Flo's business reliable for its customers. CUC Manager of Technology and Innovation Peter Quinlan says the two are in this together.
And it's fantastic that after 60 years, we can literally say we are partners. And we look forward to another 60 years of fruitful partnership.
Finally.
It's amazing. It's fun. There's witches, there's cats, there's frogs, there's a dragon.
An enthusiastic group of thespians there as local director Emily Harris announced plans for the local production of Room on the Broom at the Prospect Playhouse. And tickets are finally available.
For those of you that don't know, Room on the Broom is a much-loved children's story written by a very famous author called Julia Donaldson, who also wrote The Gruffalo. Lots of very famous children's books that the children on this island are definitely very, very familiar with. It's a story full of friendship, teamwork, kindness, and just a little bit of magic.
Room on the Broom opens the 28th of August with a pay-what-you-can night before officially ticketed shows run from the 29th of August through the 6th of September at the Prospect Playhouse. Tickets are available at cds.ky. That's your latest local news. From the Radio Cayman Newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.